Chapter 26. The sky was ablaze. To the east of the temple, the sun was plump and golden as it rose above the horizon. The scorched soil of the plain began cracking in new places, as it did every morning. The jungle heated up like a steam bath. But this morning was different from all the others. The living creatures knew. Birds skittered across the sky, confused. The jungle animals remained huddled in their dens, afraid to come out. The ground, which had never moved in centuries, was shifting. The earth was heaving. Ryu Hayabusa stood on a mound near the edge of the jungle, half a mile from the temple. Next to him was the red-haired girl. Moments earlier, they had escaped through an underground exit. Now they stared silently, struggling to keep their balance. Their eyes were fixed on the enormous rock mesa. For thousands of years, it stood proudly in the same spot. Who knew how long it had been a monument to the demon? Who knew where the demon had come from? Why it was here? Perhaps those questions would never be answered. The temple was sinking. It teetered to one side, then the next, slowly settling into the ground. The two of them were so intent they almost didn't notice the darkness coming over the plain. It was almost pitch dark before Ryu looked to the rising sun. Its round shape was slowly being blotted out by a shadowy circle. "It's a solar eclipse," the young woman said in awe. "The time of the dark moon," Ryu whispered. "What?" "The demon will begin to wake at the time of the dark moon," Ryu said. "That's what the inscription said. I guess this is what it meant." As the moon passed in front of the sun, the area plunged into darkness. A sonic boom rocked the ground beneath them. Ryu and the young woman fell. A cloud of dust covered them. They shielded their faces, coughing uncontrollably. Ryu could feel light beginning to seep in through his closed eyelids. He stayed huddled in the ground until the dust had settled. Then he opened his eyes. The sun was full again. It shone on a perfectly flat plain. Where the temple of darkness had been, there was now a dense cloud of smoke. "It's over," the girl said, her voice barely above a whisper. "Yes," Ryu answered sadly. Another voice suddenly crackled through the air. "Come in, Sea Swallow." Ryu spun around to face the girl. The girl's voice was coming from her shirt pocket. With a look of embarrassment, she took a calculator-sized object from her pocket. "This is Sea Swallow," she answered into it. "Our satellites have detected an explosion in your area." "Yes, sir," the girl responded. "The temple is destroyed." "Excellent. Congratulations. Did the Hayabusa boy survive?" The girl looked nervous. "Yes, he did, sir," she stuttered. "We have one more task for you, Sea Swallow. And then you can come home." "What's that, sir?" "Take the statues and kill Hayabusa.